I would put education of cyclists and motorists ahead of the need for bike lanes all over town. And I probably come at that from a maybe a different perspective than somebody who just says, hey, we need to have these bike lanes. Bike lanes do several things. They create a space on the street for cyclists to feel safer in. They give legitimacy to cycling as a real form of transportation, but they also kind of hamstring cyclists in the sense that bike lanes may not go where they want to go, commuting cyclists I'm talking about here. And B, in some cases, it might actually be safer not to ride in the bike lane given, you know, parked cars in the bike lane or glass or, you know, all sorts of debris in the bike lane, that sort of thing. And then the third thing is that bike lanes in some cases give motorists the perception that, okay, we have a bike lane for bikes. You people are supposed to be riding in the bike lanes and nowhere else. Mm-hmm. And that can hamstring a cyclist a little bit to the extent that, again, you know, you're kind of pigeonholing them and saying you have to ride in the bike lane. For all those reasons, that's why I would put education in front of all those things and making motorists aware of what their rights and responsibilities are and cyclists, making them aware of what their rights and responsibilities are. Mm-hmm. When I'm commuting, for example, and doing my part to, you know, leave my car parked and, you know, trying not to burn any more fossil fuels than I have to, it upsets me when a motorist, or I should say a road user in a car, cuts me off or yells at me and says, get on the sidewalk, or something which is not, that's not, I have more rights than that. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
I don't have to ride on the sidewalk. I pay taxes. I should be able to ride on the street. So it upsets me when motorists don't know the rules of the road and what my rights and responsibilities are. But by the same token, when I pull up to a stoplight and I stop and I put my foot down and another cyclist comes through and just breezes through the stoplight or the stop sign or is riding the wrong way down a one-way street or whatever, that's equally upsetting because that's setting an example amongst the motoring public that cyclists are scofflaws that, you know, they just do whatever the hell they want. So mm-hmm. I think education of both those groups should come before putting a bunch of lanes on the streets and building a bunch more rec paths, which, granted, that's the end goal. I would love to see that stuff, but it's got to come with education.